This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. The super producer, Dancing Anthony Haney, can be seen there. Yep, that's him. That's him. Big old megawatt smile and all. And we're happy to be with you on a Vibe Check Tuesday, that will include one heck of a guest list. Of course, it's a Tischler Tuesday as well. 5 o'clock, we got the big fella. And then 6 o'clock, Anthony, we have another big fella. The second one has Super Bowl rings, though. All due respect to Mitchell.
Who's to say Mitch doesn't have a Super Bowl ring that you don't know of?
I'm pretty sure Mitch doesn't have a Super Bowl ring.
Okay.
Nevertheless, three of them. Mark Schlereth is going to join us coming up at 6 o'clock. It's not where I expected that one to go. Schlereth at 6, definitely always great to catch up with him after he calls a Commanders game because he gets so much stuff in the production meetings, and then he just wants to talk about it. And then, yeah. So we got Stink coming up at 6 o'clock. Also, 5:30 today, your Jaden Daniels Take Command Tape Tuesday breakdown. Looking forward to sharing that with you after Logan and I recorded it this morning. Full Take Command podcast out now if you are impatient. But we'd like for you to listen to this show because you're already here. And let's stick with it. But on this Vibe Check Tuesday, Anthony, we are... of course, taking the pulse of all the listeners at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. That is where you call in and you tell us how you're feeling about this team that is 3-1 through the first four games of the season. And I will say, for me, Anthony, Vibe Check on Planet Hoffman, the vibes are definitely better over here. And I think I mentioned this on the show yesterday. We're sitting on the couch Sunday watching the game. And Rachel just looks at me, my wife, Rachel, looks at me and just goes, "This is so much fun." And not only is it so much fun because who is not a football fan, but she is, for the first time in her life, watching football and enjoying it because Jaden Daniels is that much fun to watch. She's like, "This is actually great." I'm pretty sure that when I go to the game at Northwest Stadium on Sunday, Rachel will watch it not just so she has a clue what I'm talking about all the time, not just because, you know, it's like, it's Sunday, what else is on? I guess I'll throw it on in the background and then mostly stare at my phone. I feel like she's going to legitimately watch the game without me, as I will be at the stadium. And that is a thing that my wife has never done in her entire life. But also... in the Hoffman household, the vibes are just better because going to work doesn't suck every day. Going to work and talking about a team that is bad and doesn't feel like it has a whole lot of path to get better is how I've spent much of, like, we've been together 4 years. It's how I've spent most of the 4 years, like, in terms of the work side of my life. Now, not only is the team good, they have a chance to be great. Like, this is the start. This is, in theory, the worst that they'll be. And so, yeah, the vibes for professionals covering this team, they are good. But I, you know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I feel best not for people like me because at least I get paid to do this. Some of you have been riding this roller coaster for free. Nevertheless, at great cost for years and years and years to continue to support the team as they have been absolutely dreadful, at times hopeless, and mostly incompetent. And not just incompetent in a way that is not even funny. Like, there's no Keystone Cops to this. Occasionally, like, Bruce Allen would do something that was genuinely hilarious, and you're like, "You are so bad at your job, it's funny." But for the most part, it's been the kind of stuff where they've been so bad that you can't even laugh at it. You're just like, "Man, this is pathetic. This is unprofessional. This is... why do I care about this? What did I do in a past life that has made this my current one?" And now, if you've stuck with it or if you've come back, either one, perfectly fine with me, it's paying off in a way that you getting hype is on some of the morning shows is a top five team in the league.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting top five credit from people like Stephen A., who, I don't know.
Don't you dare say anything bad about my football acumen.
I still don't even... I still don't even know.
That's what I get for doing that impression. Ah.
That hurt?
Yeah, I didn't feel good at all.
I hate that for you.
Yikes. Okay, we're going to... That was... Lesson learned. You were going to say something better than whatever I just did.
Yeah, I don't know if Stephen A's praise of the Commanders is all that in part, I guess, due to his hatred for the right now, would you say we're a better team than the Cowboys?
Yes.
Okay.
Through four games, yes. Am I going to pick Washington over Dallas to win the division? That feels a little aggressive.
Yeah.
It's close. Yeah. But through three games, who's played, or through four games, who's been better, Washington or Dallas? I have no hesitation in saying Washington.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
And, you know, at first when you sent me that, because I was not watching, and I have not been online very much to do this stuff or to consume the takes, curate my online experience to try to avoid this stuff, but... My first reaction wasn't like, oh, wow, what a hot take. It was like, well, who's name four that have been better? And you hit me with a couple of teams. I was like, you know what? I think you're right. I think there's probably about six or seven teams that I would say like been better with the way Washington's defense played the first three games. You're like, okay, was there a team that played better in the league last week? Probably not. But you could say that about the Bills 2 weeks ago, and then they got smashed by Baltimore on Sunday Night Football. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, well, are the Bills good? Or are they the best team? Are they whatever? Like, these things change. You know, if you want to make an argument that the Commanders have a better first four games than the Ravens, like you can make that argument. It's very, very simple fact that Washington's 3-1 and Baltimore's 2-2. And in that Oakland game, or the Oakland game, good gracious, what year is it? In the Las Vegas game, obviously, like they weren't very good. And if you want to say like that's their Tampa game, fine. You know, the Chiefs game was ugly to start the season, but you know, they're 4-0. Fine. Okay. Is that loss really that much better on a subjective scale than some of the Commanders wins? I don't know. But if you want to make that argument, you can. You can definitely make like, hey, the Commanders have played three games. The Ravens have played three games, but that are good. And then they've both had one that wasn't very good. But I would still like, I think the Ravens are a better football team. We'll find out, at least on next Sunday, like when they play each other. Mm-hmm. But if you want to make some kind of argument that they're top five, sure. But teams like the Vikings have been ridiculous. Like Sam Darnold's actually, like Jaden's in the conversation for MVP through four games. It's early again, but like Sam Darnold is the MVP through four games, which is a wild ass statement. But at the end of the day, like I think what's so fun about Washington, and like if we stop with silly rankings, which is why we don't do them, by the way, we might do our tier rankings today, we might tomorrow, depending on how these calls go. But like the reason that we do things the way we do is because trying to rank teams is hard. Is team A really that much better than team B? Or are they kind of the same? And that's why we do it in tiers. And I think for Washington, we can realistically look at them and be like, they have done better than we thought. They have a ton of room to grow. And yet, based off past history, I think we still cap a ceiling on them as like, are they, despite all that, are they a legitimate Super Bowl contender? Like, no, they have a rookie quarterback. Is this rookie quarterback doing the greatest rookie or having the greatest rookie season I've ever seen through four games? Yeah. Yeah, he is. Is he pushing like what Andrew Luck did back in 2012? Yeah, he sure is. It's ridiculous. Like he and his growth, you know, all this kind of stuff. I can't look at the film and be like, this is why it won't work in the playoffs, because that doesn't exist on the film yet. But that's kind of the point, is you don't know what you don't know, and it's a long season, and there's still a lot of adjustments to be made. You know, I was talking with someone earlier about Cliff, and it's like Cliff has been excellent so far. Damn near flawless, I would say. But the one thing we don't know about Cliff, like while he's answered a ton of questions, we don't know about his ability to get it right late in seasons, because we're still early in the season. And that's been a huge question for him. And that's not to say that I don't have faith that he can figure it out and that he won't be good later in the season. But it is to say that, like, we won't know that until later in the season, because how could we? So it puts us all in a weird spot where, I think you said it well when we were texting, Anthony, like, there's a cautious optimism. There's a million reasons to be optimistic. There's also the entirety of NFL history and also some of the history of some of the individuals we're talking about here to say that we should be cautious. So where are folks? And again, we don't have to make this pure optimism, pessimism. That's a somewhat boring scale. But you can be optimistic, you can be pessimistic, you can be joyous. Like, you can say, I don't care what happens later. Like, the fact that they've shown something so far gave me a sign of life. You can be like, I still haven't seen enough yet. Whatever your feeling is, like, that's the point of Vibe Check Tuesday. So what is your vibe? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show, and we're taking your calls next on the Team 980 and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.